Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Campaneris moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Bando goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. McRae reaches second base with a double. Rudy throws the ball into Bando, who tags McRae trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. North steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. North steals third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. North scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is called out on strikes. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Potek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Washington. McRae reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ten Arche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tenarche moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Tenarche trying to get to home. Wolford throws the ball into Martinez who tags Tenarche, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bando moves to second. One out. Tom Hall now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. fairly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Bando scores. Baylor moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Athletics. Tom Bruno now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Athletics. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Athletics. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ten Arche hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Bob McClure now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Washington moves to third. It's 11-1, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Garner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Denny Walling now playing left field. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rojas moves to second. Rupert Jones pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive towards first. Fairley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Walling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. John Way then now catching. Frank White now playing shortstop. Ken Sanders now pitching. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tenarche moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. White fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Tenarche moves to third. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 11, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.